A weak solidarity Briggy team listener when Big Supremo Scuttle Them More Lash Son, aka Scummo, promised everyone would have had at least one jab by Christmas, which is an improvement on his last promise about Easter, when we simple souls thought he meant last Easter. Unless, of course, we've made the same mistake and he means the Christmas after next Christmas, which, when we think about the way things are going, he probably does mean. It must be for selfish, anti-caring business class. Yes, hard as it is to believe, there are people who are anti-caring business class. Anti-caring business class political purposes that some people, well, 99% of some people, still think the vaccination rollout is a shambles. Rubbish. It makes a shambles look like organised perfection. As a silly thought, remember how we used to own the Commonwealth Serum Laboratories before far-sighted government handed CSL over to the efficiency of the private sector? Well, my silly thought is, if we still owned it, and the profit motive therefore wasn't involved, could we just perhaps be far more advanced in the vaccination stakes than we are? Told you it was a silly thought. Thankfully, Lord Rupert of Wapping has stepped into the breach with a call to arms. An entire Lord Rupert of Wapping Sin P1 telling us this is a war against a deadly enemy, launching a campaign to get our country back on the road to freedom. See, it's the freedom bit that worries Lord Rupert. The freedom of capital, which is what the freedom bit of liberty, freedom and democracy means. Hang the freedom of those whose labour provides the freedom of capital. Collateral damage, as they say, for this is war. Why else put the vaccination programme in the hands of a trained killer who talks of his campaign in purely trained killer terms? A trained killer talking about health. But then, they're not trained to kill us, they're trained to kill the other. Wedding parties and all that. Unless, of course, we get out of control when they may have to convince us of the benefits of the greatest little economic order of them all. By the way, I hope you don't think I'm suggesting the liberty bit of liberty, freedom and, excuse me, isn't also about the liberty of capital to go about its business, the liberty of Hayek et al. Indeed, if an organisation has liberty in its title or agenda, be careful. Be very, very careful. And as for democracy, well, our government's a living proof of its efficacy. Scuttle them, we are scuttle them. You said your very, very close friend Gladys Berridge Lockham-Inn set a gold standard for not having a lockdown. Well, what do you say now? Right now I say my very, very close friend Gladys has set the gold standard for a lockdown. You mean endless? I mean, the irresponsible socialist government in Victoria, the pejorative Dan, is destroying their economy rather than learning to live with COVID, with the Delta strain. Live and die. The number of deaths is minimal compared to the death blows to the economy. And yet, the pejorative Dan government persists with this nonsense that Scummo and the team are treating them differently. They have to learn from Scummo and Josh and co and keep politics out of all this. As an aside, the Radio National Brekkie person for a couple of days pranked the Americanization of our language by calling the train killer saviour Lieutenant Colonel, until someone obviously told her the English pronunciation is Lieutenant. Then again, given our servile obsequiousness, it's probably better that we do speak Americanese. Why would the mention of the US, of the UN, of the US of the world, or trained killers for that matter, remind me of bullying? No idea, but good news is that bullying works as the True Blue Aussie Competition and Consumer Commission plans to probe market abuses by Facebook, Google and co, leading a number of very nervous, caring business class heroes to remind us how the tech behemoths reacted to a move to make them pay for news they pitched from other news sources by closing everything down. Facebook versus Lord Rupert of Wapping. Which one do we barrack for? Anyway, these heroic companies that have buckled at the knees are advising the Commission to lay off. Leave the tech giants to continue ripping off big time, or we might upset them again. So good news, bullying works. Or sometimes the mere fear of bullying works, particularly with such fearless defenders of lazy Aboriginal workers and the poorest of the poor as the Socialist Party, which has been contemplating whether or not to support tax cuts for the filthiest rich of the filthy rich. And this week, the Trublowasi Capitalist Review reported they, the Socialists, had decided to support tax cuts for the filthiest rich of the filthy rich because, oh, what ideological principle, listener, because if they oppose them, the government would use that against them. Courage under fire, as our trained killer vaccination bloke would tell us. We have to admire their principle, don't we, and their unswerving commitment to the victims of the filthiest rich of. Oh, they say, by the way, they haven't yet made a final decision, but as a betting man, I'd like to be getting odds on which way they'll go. Go west, young man, unless you're into renewable energy. Mentioned last week how Fossils Minister Keith Pitpony rejected a Northern Development Fund loan for renewable energy, assuring us wind and solar are mature enough not to need government assistance, while he approved a $1 trillion handout for a new coal mine, obviously coal not yet mature enough to stand on its own feet. And we know that Pilbara out in Western Trublowasi generally, is crammed with the great transnational resource giants doing their bit for the economy by ripping it up, extracting its goodies, blowing up Terra Nullius sacred sites, caves which get in the way. So in the distinguished footsteps of Keith Pitpony, the capitalist environment minister Susan Lees and Dregs has KO'd a $53 billion renewable energy hub in the Pilbara on environmental grounds. The Clean Energy Council displayed its anti-environmental bias by attacking her when she just wants to protect the environment, claiming the council inconsistency. Come on, including inconsistency with the treatment of non-renewable projects. And yet there are still ignorant people who question the government's commitment to taking climate change, if there is such a thing, seriously. And here's Susan working her guts out for us, after protecting the environment from renewable energy, taking off for Europe to convince environmental authorities, the World Heritage Council, not to declare the Great Barrier Reef endangered, which much of it isn't, because it's not there anymore. Definitely still there, the thankless task of the caring business class to assist and advise ingrate, lazy Aboriginal workers how they can improve their lives, escape from the pandemic of slow wages growth, which has the caring business class so distressed, continued this week by one of the most qualified advisers to working people, Jenny Lamb-Based Labour, who moved from assisting workers through her role at the Institute of Public Very, Very Private Affairs, so reliable and respected an authority that great journals like the Lord Rupert of Wapping Sin quote its wisdom regularly, to her new important role as Supremo of the Trublowasi Chamber of Profits, responding to a biased article by ACTU Secretary Sally McManus that wages were stagnant, that wage rises were good for the economy, exposed by Jenny as pure nonsense. We have experienced real wages growth over the past decade and have one of the highest average wages in the world, she wrote. So you can imagine my surprise when I found Sally McManus claiming otherwise, Jenny wrote. Yes, Jenny, we can imagine. Why, she boasted, our wages have grown in real terms in the past decade by 0.5% every year. 0.5% every year, and still lazy Aboriginal workers and evil unions complain about wage growth. But showing her innate care for working people, Jenny advised them how to get even higher wages, address slow wages growth, which is their own fault anyway. Work harder. Productivity. Workers are not productive enough. The caring business class proffers this solution by the day, leaving us to ask when will workers and evil unions see the light, get off their bums and lift their game. Unions must partner with caring employers to ensure workers work harder, Jenny advised. Bit of shades of nuclear hawk there, I would have thought. While it was important governments play their role by reducing crippling taxes which crucify hard-working caring employers. Higher wages require improved productivity, not union hypocrisy, she wrote. Don't we have to admire the way the caring business class fights relentlessly to improve the lot of the ingrates? Thank you, Jenny. Thank you. Let's hope they listen. Well, Jenny, like both the Institute of Public Very, Very Private Affairs and the Chamber of Profits, knows and practices the real meaning of liberty, freedom, and democracy. We've commented before in our admiration for the intellectual power of the Minister for Stumping Up Aged Care, Richard Colback Prophets. But it's worth noting that Richard is so competent, he doubles as Minister for Sports Rorts. And as such, he assured us this week it was really important he attend the Olympics. Although we might have thought that in terms of True Blue Aussie's international reputation, it's far more important that he doesn't attend the Olympics. Couple of signs balancing the twin portfolios just may be beyond poor Richard. Well, any portfolio seems to be beyond poor Richard, exemplified by his approval for a state-of-the-art footy oval and club and change rooms for a suburban aged care home for the dying, and 100 colostomy bags and 150 wheelchairs for the True Blue Aussie gymnastics team. Unless, of course, he believes the gymnasts are in for a massive spate of injuries and the nonagenarians are in for a miraculous recovery. Something, finally, Scummo and Gladys are also hoping for. But no miracle required for lazy Aboriginal workers whooping it up on their 0.5% wage rise. Just show a bit of concern for your caring employer and work harder. Lift your productivity and nirvana awaits. Good morning.